USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's full speed ahead for the sweeping infrastructure bill in the Senate, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators are continuing efforts to plow through numerous amendments to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure upgrade. Some Republicans cheering the bill as well, including Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important bipartisan bill. There's an excellent chance it will be a bipartisan success story for the country.
Senate Democrats also working on a $3.5 trillion spending plan. Gas prices keep moving toward $3.20 a gallon. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular gasoline is $3.18.8 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The CDC is putting out a new eviction moratorium as the Delta variant of coronavirus spreads across the country. The order applies to counties experiencing high levels of community transmission and expires October 3rd. The moratorium does have some rental property owners in a bind. Osho Berman owns a property in Seattle, Washington that he had to sell because he could not make payments on the property. He says it's only going to get worse.
Our politicians talk about how they want more affordable housing, but what's really happening is they're creating all these ordinances that create an impossible balance of power between landlords and tenants, where we can't maintain a safe environment for all of our good tenants because of just a couple bad ones.
The eviction moratorium was originally...
There's a new service that will help out folks in trouble. Citizen, an app that notifies users about crimes and emergencies in their areas, rolling out a new service that will call 911 for those who need help. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
There are currently over 90 active large wildfires burning across the country, including one in Northern California.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hills here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Lizay Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A majority of New Yorkers want Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. That's according to the results of a Marist survey, which shows 59% of New Yorkers feel that way. Meantime, the poll results also say 32% think the governor should serve out the rest of his term. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.